living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
Can eating eggs lower your risk of diabetes? And of course, I'm talking about type 2 diabetes. And this is good news for people who enjoy eggs. By the way, eggs got a bad rap in the 80s and 90s with the whole saturated fat, cholesterol scare. We were told one egg a week. Wasn't that? I think that was the suggestion for a while. One egg a week or something. And granted, you know, back in the 80s, there was a lot of research going on in cholesterol management, that kind of stuff. And so there was this push to avoid, you know, foods high in cholesterol, eggs being quite high in cholesterol when you look at, different food sources. Shrimp, that was another, you know, food source we were told to limit a lot. So anyways, there was this big push, you know, this anti-egg, you know, push in the 80s and 90s. And we now know that that was ridiculous. Let's just get that straight. Eggs are a good source of B vitamins, a good source of protein. There's some good fats in there. Yes, there's some dietary cholesterol, but we now know that dietary cholesterol really doesn't have that much of an impact on, you know, your actual bad cholesterol level that's floating around your bloodstream. So it's okay to enjoy eggs, but of course you want to be, you know, careful with anything. You don't want to overdo any one food source, but you can have more than one egg a week. How's that? So this comes from looking at eggs and the association to lowering the risk of diabetes comes from research out of University of Eastern Finland, and they published the results in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. So what they were looking at was interesting because the association between egg consumption and type 2 diabetes really never was looked at. And when it was, the findings were pretty inconclusive. You know, there were some studies showing that high cholesterol diets, forget raising cholesterol levels. It was more linked to sugar disturbances and diabetes risk. But yet in other studies, in contrast to those, in some experimental studies, eggs actually led to an improved glucose balance. So it was very conflicting what was out there. So the researchers from Eastern Finland University decided to take a look at this. They, let's see here, I have the specifics. 2,332 men aged between 42 and 60 years old were recruited at the University of Eastern Finland from 1984 to 1989, and during a follow-up of 19.3 years. Notice that they started this in the 80s when there was this whole egg, anti-egg push. That's interesting. I just now saw that. So they recruited these men during the 80s when we were being told not to eat eggs. During a follow-up of 19.3 years, 432 men were diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. The study found that egg consumption was associated with a lower risk of type 2 diabetes as well as with lower blood glucose levels. So here you have a nice population-based study, over 2,000 men, middle-aged, nice long follow-up. Granted, these are dietary questionnaire surveys, and I've said it before, studies that use surveys and dietary questionnaires and stuff like that to correlate a certain food source to a laboratory finding like lower blood sugar, those survey type studies have their limitations. We cannot draw absolute conclusions on them, which is why I started this segment by saying, can eating eggs lower your risk of diabetes? And based on this study, it looks like that might be the case. But again, a study based on questionnaire and surveys, even when it's, you know, confirmed with some blood work, you're still relying on the person, the subject who is in the study, and you're relying on their truthfulness in answering the questionnaires and surveys and being able to remember what they do. You know, they don't often fill out these types of food questionnaires every day. It's often just maybe once a month they go in, they fill it out, they get paid for it a little bit, and they go on their way. And they don't always, it's not that they're being, you know, deceitful on purpose. They just, it's, I don't know if I could tell you what I had yesterday for lunch. I thought about it. Now I do remember, but I mean, that's just a day ago and I had a problem right there. So see, there's the inherent issue with surveys and questionnaires. So we never draw absolute conclusions on questionnaire type studies. We just, they're used to, generate more thoughtful questions, hypotheses, and then we need to investigate them with randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trials, which you can do with this. Get a group of men and women, half of them, they all have the exact same diet, same exercise program, but the only difference is eggs. And then your primary endpoint is blood sugar level. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, this can be done. Back to this study. So again, the study found that egg consumption was associated with a lower risk of type 2 diabetes. Men who ate approximately 4 eggs per week. That's not bad, right? 4 eggs per week? I mean, I think that's pretty common in this. I don't know about Finland. I think it's pretty common here. Had a 37% lower risk of type 2 diabetes than men who ate approximately 1 egg per week. So you want to, you know, at least 4 eggs a week. Did pretty good. This association persisted even after possible confounding factors such as physical activity, body mass index, smoking, you know, eating fruits and vegetables. Basically what they're saying there, when they say that they, that the finding persisted after ruling out confounding factors, what that means is they looked at things like physical activity, BMI, and they took people with maybe a similar BMI, a similar smoking history, a similar physical activity, and then they looked at egg consumption, and the results held up. They're consistent. That's how you decide in a population study whether something is confounding or not. You group them into smokers. Well, what did the smokers do with 4 eggs a day? Well, smokers who ate 4 eggs a day still did better with blood sugar levels. So these confounding factors aren't playing a role. It is the result, the benefit is coming from the eggs. Awesome. It says now, so the consumption of more than 4 eggs didn't change anything though. So 4 eggs a week seems to be about right. Now, most of us, I think in this country, we have 2 eggs, right? Isn't that right? 2 eggs with breakfast. I guess some people might do 1 hard boiled egg or so, but most people do a couple eggs scrambled, right? A couple fried eggs. I don't know, something like that. So maybe this is eating eggs for breakfast a couple days a week does have a benefit to blood sugar levels and diabetes risk. Why? What's in the eggs? Well, the researchers, no one really knows. I mean, I'm not even sure I do. I mean, we know B vitamins are important to how your body just generates energy. And there's a lot of B vitamins in the yolk. Now, it doesn't tell me if these, you know, if they ask questions about were you just eating the whites or if it was the whole egg. I'm assuming this was the whole egg. If that's the case, B vitamins, which are high in the yolk, could play a major role in helping us manage sugar and energy. So maybe it's the B vitamins. There's also some healthy fats that might play a role in helping your body manage the sugar as well. But there's really no explanation of what it is about the egg specifically. You know, basically they said the same thing I just said. It could be B vitamin related. They actually say protein related. So, okay, sure. So yes, the study overall suggests that egg consumption can be beneficial to helping your body manage sugar and lower your risk of type 2 diabetes. It's a population study based on questionnaires. I'm not giving you a definitive, I'm not saying eggs are now a way to prevent diabetes. All I'm saying is there is a association that should be studied further. So enjoy your eggs. It's okay. You know, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 a week, I don't know. But you can have some eggs, it's okay. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike, stay well.